Weiter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Lamed Beis. Picking it up at the top of the page about a Mishnah. It's like the Eliyah Mishnah. We're going to be talking about Shechiya. We learned Shechiya means if there is pausing during Shechita, that is going to be a problem. The question is, what's called pausing? Nafla Sakin Vehigbia. Let's say the knife fell out of the Shochet's hand after he started the actual Shechita. There's a bit of time that takes until he picks it up. Or Nafla Kayla Vigbian, or let's say his Kayla means his begot of his clothing fell while he was shechting, he went to pick it up. Hishchid is second va'af. Let's say he sharpened the knife before Shechita and it became off. That means that it didn't have the proper, wasn't sharp enough. Rashi says that kodem shchita he sharpened it va'af nizyaga, he got tired. Ukeshehischa lishchot lo yabokoach upasak shchitaso uba chaver v'shachat. His friend came along and he did it. Says the Gemara, Mishnah uba chaver v'shachat, and while he was doing that, he stopped, and his friend came and he started to shecht. Im shakad shchita. In any of these cases that we just brought now, he waited the amount of time it takes to do a full shchita. Then psula, it's going to be a problem. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shimon says, im shakad bikor. If the shochet pause as long as it takes to examine, then the shchita is going to be no good. Right? Says Mefarish Gemara. They're going to explain what that means. Frakta Gemara, my kedei shchita. What does that mean, kedei shchita? That's an interesting amount of time. Rashi says velo tamei kedei shiigmor shchitas avasulo. What amarav kedei shchitas behema acheres? It means as long as it takes to shecht another animal. Amri lai Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi l'Rav kedei shchitas behema lebehema. V'of la'of, odema af behema la'of. Like, how are you equating this? Rashi says, b'chidei shchitas behema b'sharin al-yishuhiyas, shchitas la'of t'haino kula. Right? Or how do we calculate it? Behema to behema, oaf to oaf? Or even maybe we're saying that an animal for an animal and also an animal for an oaf. Comes out with an oaf that it would be a kula because it's the amount of time it takes for an animal, which is longer. Amar lahu lo hava bedincha bei bechavivi d'shayli. I tell you, I really wasn't in a comfortable state with my uncle to go and to ask him. Rav was the son of Rav Chiya's brother, and sister, who were not blood relatives, since Rav Chiya's parents each had more than one spouse. And Rav answered Rav Kahana and Rav Asi that at the time that he learned the law of Shiyeh, he wasn't comfortable with his uncle to actually ask him the question. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Amar Rav, Kidei Shchitas Behema Lebehema Va'of Va'of. He says, that's what it is. Behema Va'of Va'of. Shmuel Amar, Afila Behema Lof. Even an animal for a bird. According to Shmuel, he says that the halacha is going to be makel in case of a chicken. Because it goes according to the amount of an animal. V'chein ki asa rav and amar rav Yochanan, afila behema lof, even behema lof. Rabbi Chanina amar kadesh yavi behema acheres v'yishchot. No, the amount of time it takes to go and get another animal and go and shecht it. That's a bigger cooler. It takes a long time to do that. Yavi afila me'alma. As long as it takes to bring another animal implies that even if he brings it from another place, which means like, what do you mean? You can just bring it from another country? Now, you've given... Philosophy of Sattva Kishore means that, like, you put your din into constant evaluation. Sometimes it's far, sometimes it's close. And you can't do such a thing. We need an actual, tangible time period. Amar Papa, Omedes Lahatil Ikebenel. The bringing of another animal that stands here by the Shechita, the Shochet, requires only for him to put the animal down on the ground is going to be the difference between Chanina and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan calculates the length of Shehiyah only in terms of the amount of time it takes to shecht. Rav Chanina says the amount of time it takes to put the animal down and then do and shecht it. Amri b'marav v'mished Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina k'dei she'agbihena v'yavitsena v'yishchot. We're seeing a lot of different shitas over here. It means the shechita is going to be no good if he waited as long as it takes to lift, lay down, and slaughter. Daka ledaka v'gasa l'gasa, small animal for a small animal, and a bigger animal for a bigger one. Amar Rav, shochet b'sakin ra, someone who shucks with a dull knife. Rashi says, she'in chiduda chotechef, it doesn't cut well, not sharp enough. Afilu kol yom kulo, even if he does it the entire day. Rashi says, ma'irich v'shoheh b'shchita achas, he's like continuing one shchita k'sher, it's still going to be good. Says, Rashi, hol v'chol shah hu molich hamevi, he's going back and forth, v'hoiv sikim b'shchitas, he never stopped. Boy Rava Shihios Maushet Starfu. I'd say there was like two or three different breaks that were going during one thing. You mitstarf them together. Says Rashi, Hifsik, Beis, Vishalosh, Pahamim, Vishrita, Achas, Vishah, Bing, Shlosh, and Kadish, Shir, Shalom, and all three together. It ends up being, let's say, a Shia. Is that considered a mitstarf or not? Vitifshot, La, Mididei. Why don't you let out the answer from Rava's own din that we just said above? Rava said above that the when you have it with a not such a good knife, it's going to be kosher. And the Gemara is assuming that the shechita at the shulchan paused from time to time during that process, but that no individual stopped enough to one time. So therefore, it's saying that it's going to be good. It must be that you're not mitzvah with these things. Says so Gemara, no. What do you mean? Was that a raya? Hasam, that case is below shah. Where it means what? Rashi says klal. He didn't stop at all. He kept going. So we don't know if it's mitzvah or not. Let's say if after you shechted the majority of the semen, and then he paused before doing the remaining lesser part. Rashi says shechet harov v'shaha b'miyot achron v'gam shechitos, and he finished it off. Now what's going to be the din in such a case? Rashi says mahu miyamina and kevin da'avad bet lei ruba is kasher. It's done. Dilma, given the other vigamra, kula chad the shchita. Since you went on continued, it's all considered one shchita. I mean, it's after the gemara for all of these. Take, Rashi says ulochomer to be machmer. Back in the gemara, Shimon Omer, right to the end part of that mishnah, that he said, imshak kadei bikor. If the shochet stopped as long as it takes to examine, it's going to be no good. What does that mean? Imshak kadei bikor. My kadei bikor. What does that mean? Amar biyachin kadei bikor shel chacham. As long as it takes to conduct the Chacham's examination of the shchita knife, of the chalaf. As a b'dikas sak, and you're checking it out. Im kein esat debech l'shion. Then again, we have a problem here. It's just because pa'amim, chacham racha, pa'am kar, sometimes far away, sometimes he's close. So, they're varying times. Ela kedei bikor taba chacham. We're talking about the shulchan himself as a chacham. It's just as a shochet chacham. He himself is a chacham, and he's checking. Zok the next, heilige mishnah. We are rocking mishnah, yes. Who doesn't love to learn only Torah? We're so lucky. Okay, let's talk about the case of someone shechting an animal. And he has to do, let's say, you got to do both of the simanim, that lashes leis, you have to, and he does only one of them properly. Shachet is a veshet, the pasuk is a gargaris. So let's say he shechted the esophagus, he did it well, and he tore the trachea. Ooh, ah, we don't want to do that. It's just hanu ikar, ube behema kar, you're talking about behema. A pasuk is a gargaris, vachach shachet is a veshet. Or what happened? That he tore the trachea first, and afterwards he shechted the veshet, the esophagus. Oh, shechet is echad mehen v'himtin la ad shemesa, or he shechted one of them. Wait until the animal died, he never finished it off. Oshe hichlid, it's a sakin tachas asheni upasko, or after he properly does the first one, he burrowed the knife under the second and then cut it from back to front. Rabbi Yeshiva v'omer nevela. Yeshiva says all these cases, this animal is a nevela. Rabbi Yekiva omer treifa. He says a treifa. What's the difference? Nevela is not tame. It's just a bad shchita. Can't eat it. Treifa is going to be tame, though. Okay, now I'm thinking maybe I said that backwards. Okay, but let's see. Rabbi Yekiva omer nevela, and Rabbi Yekiva omer, he says that it's a treifa. Now, what is a... even though it let's go with the first case. When we say that Rabbi Yekiva said that it's a nevela, even though it was shechted, the animal's considered like it died naturally, and since the shechita was no good, therefore it's going to be mitame, even through being carried, and that's a nevela. If you have a treifa, meaning that that's not going to be, they can't eat it, but it's not going to be tame. Klal omer Rabbi Yeshiva mishum Rabbi Yoshua, kol shenifsel b'shechita sa nevela. Anything became no good through shechita, like it was done, it was in the process of shechita, then it's considered a nevela. We did any of the five problems over here, then when he's doing the shechita, it's going to be no good. If it's done properly, if it never acher garam la lipasel and something else caused it to be no good, then treifa is considered a treifa. And vehoda lo Rekiva, and Rekiva ended up agreeing with him. He took on Rishiva's opinion,
And that would be the halacha.
Zakdei Gemara, shachet es aveshet. The Mishnah says that if during the shechita when you shechted the veshet and then he tore the trachea with a blade, that is a problematic. V'hodel Rabbi Akiva, and it came out that Rabbi Akiva is masking to be a shove. He accepted the general rule, which says that whatever became no good through its shechita is a nevela. Uramini, but I'm saying we have a different Mishnah coming up on Daf Mem Beis. It says, Elu trefos behema. These are considered trefos. The flying animals are going to make them into a trefa. Beep, turn the page. Lama bees, Alma bees. Nukuvas aveshet, upsukas agargaris. Any animal, if an animal whose esophagus is a hole in it, or the trachea is severed. Since Rabbi Kiva agreed that any animal that became no good through shechita is considered a vela, then who is going to be that Mishnah? Who's that? Says Rashi, that Alma trefa he vilav nevela. Given the chazab of Akiva, he the el trefa's money. Whose opinion is that? Alma Rav lo kasha, kasha shachat to basof pasak. The case in our Mishnah is where the shochet, he shechted it properly, he did the esophagus properly, and then in the end he tore the trachea with a blade that's a problematic. Kasha pasak basof shachat over here in the case, and then there on Membeis, it's only where he tore the trachea, and in the end he severed, you know, he properly, in the end, he did the esophagus properly. Shachat, ulebesof, pasak, in the case where he shechted, in the end he was pasak, in the end he tore, nifselis b'shchitahi. And that's the case that the animal became no good through the shchita, and therefore we show you my Akiva going to be masked, and it's considered an avela. That's the first case of the Mishnah. But let's say pasak ulubasof shachat. Let's say he tore and in the end he severed. Ki davar acher garim lali pasal dami. It's considered like some outside thing made it no good, and therefore both of them are going to say Shivov and Rabbi Giver are going to say it's called a treifa, and that's the case of Membeis. So let's go more Eisvei Rav Acha Barhuna L'Rava Shachat the Veshet Pachzav Gagaris. If somebody severed the esophagus, done it properly, and he tore the trachea with a problem with a knife, then Pachzav is a Gagaris, Shachat the Veshet, or he tore the trachea, and then after he severed the esophagus, Nevela. Rabbi Shevav says that this is called a Nevela, even though in the second case, the tearing of the trachea happens, it comes before properly shechting the esophagus, he still considers animal a Nevela. And the Rekiva is maskim. So no. Ema, say when Mr. says that second case and he severed the esophagus, what does it mean? Ukvar shachat es aveshet meikara. And he already severed the esophagus at the get-go. Right? Rav understands that in the Mishnah's first case, the tearing of the trachea and the severing of the esophagus happened at the same time. In the second case, the severing of the esophagus happened first. So in neither of our Mishnah's cases, the trachea torn before a proper shechita starts. And so the animal can't be just a treif. Says Gemara, nah, that can't be. Amar leishtei tshuvas v'davar. I'll tell you two reasons why. Chada d'hainu kamaisa. One is because that's the first case. That's the first case we brought. So you're not going to have the same case twice. Vod ha tanya v'achakach. It says in afterwards. So Rava can't really, he can't really tell me that that's what's going on. Elamar Rava says elu asuras katani. The Mishnah and Membeis. Really, what it's saying is these animals are aser. V'yeshvei nevelos v'yeshvei mitreifos. Some of them are nevelos and some of them are going to be treifos. So the first two cases of the Mishnah, and this Mishnah, you're going to bring the general rule of our Mishnah, right? So like the first case is that I brought over that the animal's esophagus is punctured and the one who's torn, the trachea is torn. In these cases, the area of shechita has got messed up, and so the shechita is not going to do anything. So the animal can't be looked at as properly shechted, properly slaughtered treifa. Did he die? In fact, the Gemara for Lechshav, the Lechshav Nami de Chizkia. So, if you want to tell the Mishnah in 4 Membeis is talking in case of Nevela, also the Chizkia's case be brought over there. Darmi Chizkia, the Chizkia's case brought. Chizkia says, "Aso Gistra Nevela." If the Shochet cut the animal in two, you know, like straight down the middle, it's a Nevela right away. Either right through the width or through the neck, even though the animal still moves around, it's an avela right away. V'lichshuv nami the Rabbi Elazar. Also, we bring the case of Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar nitla yarech v'chalal shala nevela. If an animal's thigh was removed and its cavity was noticeable, you could see it, then it's considered an avela immediately, even though it's moving around.
The entire thing was moved, not just the bone of some of the meat. Kikatani is the garden. No, Kikatani Nevela, when it says Nevela Membeis, the Lo Metama Mechaim. It's talking about that did not contaminate what alive. On Nevela Metama Mechaim, Lukatani. If it's talking about what it's going to do while it's still alive, then they didn't teach about that. In Chitzkev Reloz's case, the animal shows signs of life when it's shaking around over there, but nonetheless, even at that early stage, Nevela is going to be Metama. The Tama, however, mentioned only the cases where Tama comes from when it's already dead. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Rish Lakish says, another answer over here. You don't have to go and explain that the Mishnah MDs is talking about usher animals. There's some of them that are veils and trephus. All the animals there are trephus. And yet we could still work it out who the author of the Mishnah is. In Kan Shashachat B'makam Chatach, here in our Mishnah is where the Shochet Yishechted in the place of, where there was a Karabedi, in the place of the greater part of the trachea was already split. Kan Shochet Shalom Makam Chatach, and the Memdei is talking about he did it not in that place. Shachat B'makam Chatach Nifsalab Shchitahi. That in the case where the Shochet severed in the place of the prior cut, that's going to be an animal that became unfit through its Shchita. Right? When you sever at the place where the greater part of the trigger is already split, then it's like it's already split or there's like a hole in it. It's as if he severs only one pipe, the one still intact. Since this is not a valid Shchita, the animal can't be looked at as properly Shechted Trefa. It becomes an Avela. Right, and both Rabbi Sheva and Rabbi Kiva are going to say that this animal is going to be an avela. Shalobim kom chatach, but in the case where he cut, not in the place where this is already cut, ki davar acher garim lo lishon pasul dami. It's compared to a like something else that was causing it, and that it's no good. In that case, they're going to both say it's a trefa. That's the second case. That's in the Mishnah Membeis. In fact, what are you talking about? Mi amar of Shimon ben Lakish, Achiz Rishon, you really say that. Amar of Shokash, Shimon ben Lakish, Shokash is kind of like Nikva HaRea. If someone shechted an animal's trachea, and immediately afterwards its lung became punctured, right? Just before the Shrita, the Shokhet severed the esophagus also. A punctured lung is one of the Yud Ches Trefus that's going to make the animal to Trefa. He says, Ksheva, it's good. I always hear Shokash holds, command the man Chabi Dekula Damia. That once the trachea is properly done, it's as if they're it were entirely removed from the animal's body and placed in a basket. And therefore, Hachanami, here too, where the Shochet severed not in the place of the prior cut, the split trachea should be looked at as if it was removed from the animal and placed in a basket. And therefore, it should not, the animal should be considered an avela and not a trefa, like Rish Lakish says. Ella, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lokasha. Kan Kodem Chazara, the Mishnah Membeis, is talking about Rabbi Akiva before he took back his opinion. That's the easiest way to answer this. And Kan Achazara, the Mishnah here is talking about after he retracted. But once you have a Mishnah, we don't like to get rid of it. We keep it. You know, we keep it in its place, even though it was changed. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.